Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Oh, we are back. It's not a Victory Monday on the WIP Afternoon Show. We're at Cheeky's and Pete's in South Philly, Ike, Spike, and Fritz, as the Eagles lose another one. Ike, how you feel, brother?
Well, first of all, listen, I haven't given out a victory yell in a whole month, it feels like.
Yeah.
That sucks. But, you know, that game last night, man, did something to me. You know, I went to bed angry last night. Took me a while to fall asleep, just trying to figure out where is this team going. I felt like I gave an impassionate, heartfelt plea yesterday.
I thought so, too.
I really felt that way, man, and I truly believed it. And this team just sucked the life out of me last night with that game. It just really did. I mean, listen, I've been on the Jalen Hurts defense team for a long time now. And proud to be on a defense team for him. He's done an awful lot. But my goodness, it's getting harder and harder to defend the play at the quarterback position. It just is. I understand it's not all his fault, but damn it, he certainly isn't helping the case. And that's what he should be doing as a quarterback. Let me just start there first, because I think that's where everything starts at with this football team, is how do you play and operate at that position? And last night, that was what Jalen's one of his – that may have been his worst game. Like, again, I know it all wasn't his fault, but the fact that you have, what, 5 turnovers?
Yeah.
You got 2 turnovers on one play. Never even seen that before.
Never happened before.
2 turnovers on one play, and it really is – it encapsulates what this season has really been all year long. The only difference now than what was happening earlier – is that we're actually losing the football games. We're losing the games. And I don't want to sound redundant, because it feels like I've done this the last 2 weeks, about my faith in this team and what they can ultimately do is just dwindled. It has completely evaporated now. It just has. This is who they are. This is what the 2025 season is. I'm not going to sit here and try to convince myself somehow this is going to end in a way that we're all going to be happy. I just don't believe that. I don't believe that wholeheartedly right now. and they don't give me reason to believe anything differently. It's a frustrating loss. I don't know what else to add to it as far as trying to figure out a resolution. We'll talk through it. We're here to help get through this thing by talking through it. But I don't know where the answers are. I really don't. I don't know where the answers are. This has been a disappointing season. It just has. It's been a disappointing season from a team that we had high expectations for. And to play the way that they played the last 3 weeks, man, it's been embarrassing football. That's what it's been. It's been embarrassing football the last 3 weeks, and that's not becoming of a championship team with the DNA that this team has.
215-592-9494.
And I'm just getting started.
You know, there was one thing specifically that stuck out in my mind after that game. Because like you, I usually actually go to sleep pretty quick after the game. But last night I was up for about an hour and a half watching the postgame show, hearing all the interviews. And there's one thing that just kept sticking out in my head. On one side of the field, we had Justin Herbert, who was playing, who broke his hand last week, had surgery 1 week ago, had the little brace on it or whatever. But with a surgically repaired broken hand after 1 week, is getting hit, getting crushed, getting pressured, and continuing to put his body in harm's way, run the ball, make winning plays. And I'm not like a big Herbert guy. I don't think he played that great, but that was a gutty performance. That's what we have on one side. And on the other side, we have two players in Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown. First, A.J., the ball in the middle of the field that Jalen threw that was high, that A.J. had an opportunity to lay out, catch the ball. He knew he was going to get hit, but made a business decision and decided to try to not catch that ball. And Jalen Hurts, every opportunity he had to run that football, he avoided any sort of contact at any point. If there were guys coming when he was running, he went right down. He crumbled. He went out of bounds rather than getting the extra couple of yards. And I thought it was illustrative of the difference between where the one team was last night and where our team was. And I don't want to condemn everybody on the Eagles, but those two guys last night, and Jalen and AJ, I thought were a good representation of what is wrong with this football team this year. They were never going to be, and it was very clear from the beginning, they were never going to be a super high-powered offense. Wasn't going to happen. We wanted it to happen, but wasn't going to happen. So they knew early on, this season's going to be a grind. It's going to take all of us. We're going to have to make compromises. We're going to have to get through it. And those two guys, both captains of the football team, A.J. Brown and Jalen Hurts, as representatives of everyone else, have to be the guys out front saying, this is about all of us. This is about doing whatever we can to win a football game. And last night, both of those guys had an opportunity to do whatever it took to win the football game, and they chose not to. They chose not to, whether it's because they don't think the season is worth saving, they don't want to risk their numbers or their future. And look, I'm not saying that every single play, every time, you have to make a decision that puts you in harm's way. But when your season is on the brink, like it was on the brink last night, that was a night to do it. That was a night to do it. And they didn't do it. And they didn't do it. Those two guys, two captains, two leaders on the football team, both in their own ways, chose not to do it last night. They're not playing well. Jalen had a bad game. I don't think, like, I've made it clear, you know, I don't think Jalen's a real good passer. Let's put it to the side for a second. Let's put the performance to the side, because sometimes you're just going to play bad. But they made an active decision to put themselves in front of the team. And if I'm another player on that football team, if I'm Landon Dickerson going out with an injury and coming back in, if I'm Cam Jurgens, who had off-season back surgery, going out and coming back in, if I'm Lane Johnson, who's trying to come back, all those things, all those players, if I'm some of the lower guys on the totem pole that aren't making $50 million, $30 million a year, why am I putting my body in harm's way for this team when the two captains, the two high-paid representatives of the football team, won't do it?
Yeah.
Won't do it. And if I'm on that defense, man, that was a defense to be proud of last night.
Yeah, man.
I mean,
yeah.
That was a defense to be proud. They played their asses off without Jalen Carter after having two straight weeks where they didn't look good.
Oh, Big Baby Davis looked good last night.
They dug deep. That team dug deep and gave the offense a chance to win. And what did they get?
Jackson looked good.
They got what? Adoree Jackson even looked good.
Yep.
They got one touchdown on a gadget play. A nice little play, but a gadget play at the beginning of the third quarter.
Yeah.
One touchdown. And
tush push.
Yeah. I was.
It's good to see Saquon in the open field, though.
It was. It was exciting. It was definitely exciting.
Still can't run the ball.
Yeah. But like.
Inside, definitely.
Cannot. I just thought for all of the things on the field that they do not do well this year, and there are a bunch of them for a bunch of reasons. If those two guys make a couple of different decisions like Justin Herbert did, maybe we sneak out of there winning the game 22-19 rather than losing the game.
This offense is holding this team back.
Yeah.
This offense has held this team back pretty much all year long. Sure, they've made plays at times and gave us a glimpse of what it could be, but no consistency there. Right? Like when we look at the penalties on the offensive side of the ball that constantly put you behind the sticks. It took a touchdown off the board last night. Even if it was a ticky-tack call, it was still a call that was made that took the touchdown off the board to A.J. Brown. A.J. Brown, I need you to lay out for that first play. I need you to lay out, bro. Like, listen, we all understand your frustration, all that, but you've gotten what you wanted the last three games. I need you to lay out for that first ball. And the ball over the middle, I need you to be able to catch that ball and brace yourself for a hit. We're in a league now where they don't head hunt. If that was Ronnie Lott waiting on you to catch that ball or Brian Dawkins or Ray Lewis, I would understand that. They're not even allowed to hit you hard anymore.
And A.J. Brown's not 155 pounds.
No, he's 220 pounds.
Yeah.
225 pounds. So I need you to catch that, bro. I need you to catch that. Jalen, I mean, if there's a 300-pound guy that drops back in coverage, I understand that could kind of throw you off. But the bottom line is there was a big-ass blue jersey in front of you that you threw the ball right to him. You threw the ball right to him. And guess what? When you get a lucky bounce and he fumbled it, get your ass on the ground. Like, what are you doing? Like, he recovered the ball and like he was about to run with it again. No, recover it and go down. And that last play to end the game, bro, dude, let me tell you, that's not what smart quarterbacks do. You can't lose the game right there on a play like that. That wasn't even some trick coverage. You've run that play, the read option throw, where you usually throw it to Goddard in the flats. They're playing a zone. The corner over there is feathering Goddard and waiting in between Dotson to prevent the first down. So take your medicine, throw the ball, and let Goddard try to run and get extra yardage. You tried to squeeze the ball in between two defenders.
And it was first down.
And it was first down, bro.
And they had the field goal in their back pocket.
The field goal was in your back pocket if you wanted it, even though I think they would have gone for it.
Tried to go for the win, yeah.
But it was there, though. You can't make that play. You can't do that. You can't do that. Man, this offense has been a pain in the ass all year long. Just has. And it's held the team back. Execution on the field, disgruntled players, unhappiness, setting the mood over the team. It's been this offense. And that's why we are where we are.
215-592-9494. Lead us
that's
off.
It's only one cup of coffee.
Yep. Corey in Columbus. I can tell you're revving up as we go. Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know, I debated even, you know, calling in first today.
You better call.
No, accountability bunny's coming for you, too.
I had to show up today. I had to show up today.
So did I.
I tell y'all something, because see, y'all got it all wrong. Jalen Hurts played terrible, right? But I'm going a different direction. I don't care if people can get mad at me. Number 11 is a bum, and I said it. This started with him. Right, the offense wasn't operating at a high level. I give you that all season, all the way back to the Cowboys game, right? But y'all notice after every game now, he want to talk. When he wasn't getting his numbers, we couldn't find his brother. Walking with his dread down, hanging, you know what I'm saying? We couldn't find him. Now, you know, you want to talk, you want to take up for everybody. Why? Because, you know, I'm always a guy that's like, whatever happened in the game, if you got a chance to win it, you know, Jalen was playing terrible. You was the guy that talked. He hit you. We would have won the game. The dagger. Your ass dropped it, right? You playing soft. But hold on. I thought you want your target. We giving you targets. You notice the offense changed because they be cast open. Goddard be open. Devontae be open. But Hurts be forcing the ball to this guy. I wonder why. Everybody be wanting to throw the ball in the middle of the field. That's what we wanted. I don't think we want that no more.
No, we don't want that no more.
We don't want that no more.
Nah,
Let's go back to the outside. Because last night, when that showed me, like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, what is you doing, bro? That's the worst game you ever played. Probably high school. Like, you just throwing the ball. You know what I'm saying? Like, dude's right there. Receivers can't catch. Smitty, like, you my guy. You dropping passes. You know what I'm saying? How we lose a game? We've been saying all season, Saquon go off. We're passing. AJ 100 yards, Goddard 80, Saquon 100, we lose. Like, what? This team is a joke. My confidence is gone. I don't care. Me, lose the rest of the year. Don't beat the Raiders, because that ain't going to say nothing to me. Lose to them, lose to the Commanders. I don't care if it's Mariota,
no.
Daniels, lose to them.
No, Josh we can't
Allen,
lose out.
Y'all's ass. We're balling. Like, I want this to hit rock bottom. You know what I'm saying? Because I want things to get done, because I don't want no false hope. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to think, you know what I'm saying, something going to happen. So I don't want none of that. I want y'all to get obliterated. I want them to lose. And I ain't rooting for them to lose. Obviously, I want them to win. But what I'm saying is, just go ahead and lose. Because y'all quit.
I know what you're saying.
Y'all already quit. You know what I'm saying? The defense, pay Jordan Davis, right? Jalen Carter out. Jordan Davis show up. You know what I'm saying? Guy said he can't rush the passer. He's showing up. You got N'Kobe Dean balling.
Oh, my God.
Balling. Defense, yeah. We had 5 turnovers, and we could have walked away with the victory. But y'all on offense, the high pay. You know what? I'm going to need some of that money. See, they lucky I never made it pro. I'm going to talk. So I'm going to be like, AJ, yo, I'm going to need some of that money that you collect after the game. It would have been real problems in the locker room with me. I would have been a TO guy. Because, you know what I'm saying, like, I'm putting my ass on the line, giving y'all opportunity after opportunity. My quarterback turned the ball over left and right, the wide receiver. But you, the top-paid guy, the guy with a C on his chest, oh, you want to beat your chest. I'm the man. But you soft as cotton, bruh. You caught the CeeDee Lambs at the worst time ever. We need you to show up, win the game. You're supposed to be the all-star player, you know what I'm saying, and you dropping passes when we need you most.
Yeah.
This started with him.
Yeah.
I don't care what nobody say. He ran his mouth using me, not using me. Before we went into the bye, we had two of the best offensive games. Right or wrong?
Right.
He cried going into the bye, using me. Now, we talked about it for a week. All the podcasts, shit show, all the stuff he said that was on, all that stuff.
I don't know what he said.
And then.
Did you get that buzz?
We fell apart because of that guy, the captain.
Yeah.
But, I said, lose the rest of the game, y'all. Y'all don't want to show. Y'all ain't got no heart. I holler at y'all.
All right, see. Yeah.
Well, it started with AJ, but it kept going because they didn't do anything about it.
Yep. I almost added to it.
Yeah. Corey's phone took a real big step back today.
I was waiting for you to point it out.
Well, he was so upset, so I decided to let it go. But the beeps are back, and it's really in line with how they played last night, especially his guy. And it was a very good deflection. He did do the which I call the Jack Fritz, the blame your guy very quickly
first,
and then blame everybody else.
You are sickening because you pretend like you don't do it with Embiid.
Look, what.
Everything was all you do now is deflect on me.
No, I did a 10
and you know
minute,
what? I take it.
I did a 10-minute thing about get Embiid out of here.
Nah, I'm not talking about the last week when you finally opened your eyes. Talking about in the last couple of postseasons. It's all good. It's all good. Yeah. But, yeah, no, I hear you. We all do it.
We do.
That's what we do for our guys.
Well, the Eagles made a mistake this year. They made a mistake by not shutting down the AJ stuff.
And they pretty much chose AJ, but they validated what AJ was. AJ's complaining about the offense.
Yeah.
They basically said, we agree with you.
Yes.
Yeah.
They agreed with everyone, it seems like.
Yep.
In pinning it on the quarterback.
Yeah.
Yep. 215-592-9494. Nick in Riverside. You're on WIP. What's up, Nick?
Yeah, how you guys doing?
What's up, Nick?
Not good, Nick.
Yeah, I hear you. I'm calling in because I feel like you got to give Tanner McKee his option to take that spot in the offseason. Am I right or wrong?
Well, quarterback controversy?
Well,
in the offseason, at the rate we're going, as much of a ridiculous question, I would have thought this was a month ago. Well. That's slowly turning at the way this season is going right now. And if it ends this way, I don't think you do anything in season. What's his name?
Nick.
Yeah, I don't think you do anything in season. I think you show Jalen enough respect for what he's done to let him finish the season out regardless of how it ends. Now, you get to the end of the season, it's over, and you want to reevaluate that position moving forward. I think all those things are on board. I don't know how it can't be. Right on board. So, as much as I think it's crazy that you would do this a year after a guy won the Super Bowl and the Super Bowl MVP, if you just think about his play the last 3 years, how much better has it gotten since 2022? Like, if you think about where he was in 2022 and then you take 23, 24, and this year into consideration. How much better has his play gotten since 2022?
Well, and the truth,
not much.
The truth is, when you look at last year versus, I know how bad it feels this year.
Yeah.
When you look at the, and we've all watched
the same play.
The numbers are almost. He has the same touchdown rate, the same interception rate. His completion percentage is a little bit down.
Right.
His sack rate is actually down. He's actually taking less sacks. Like when you look at this year versus last year, there's just not that much difference in his play. He's the same guy. They are not getting an otherworldly performance from Saquon Barkley. And Nick, to your point and what Ike was saying, as you look forward. Yes, he won the Super Bowl last year, but we're all looking forward. Do you think that you can build a football team again that can make up for his inadequacies moving forward? Or do you think he can fix them? And those are hard questions. It's a hard question to say, are you going to have the best running back of all time again?
Right.
It's a hard question to say, hey, these things that you haven't been able to do for the large part of your career, that you're just going to come back and be able to do them. You're beating your head against the wall if you're doing that. Now, whether Tanner McKee is the answer, I don't think any of us know. We've seen him play in limited way. Obviously, the team thinks a lot about him. But they will have to think about what is their plan moving forward, because he's going to want to get paid again, you know, and they're going to have to decide whether they want to do it. So,
and I think in the off season, you have to think about that and maybe see what you can get from Tanner McKee in playing wise. Looking at him in the preseason, he's always been the two games that he did play. Tanner McKee, I believe he was 30 for 45 with a 60.
Oh yeah, he looks great. No, he looks
rating.
Good. Yeah.
Correct. Yeah. And body type, this man is huge as well. He's a big boy. Young.
Yeah. He's tall.
Well.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
We hear you. We hear you.
Yeah, thank you for the call, Nick.
Only problem is that he wouldn't just be playing for a game. He would be playing the entire season.
Yeah, the tough part about them is all they have really is preseason and what they see in practice.
Yep.
They haven't had the opportunity we haven't had a stretch of Jalen's out for four games, Tanner's the prime backup, Tanner plays for four games, and you have a better sense. They'd be going in blind to a certain extent. Even Jalen had the opportunity to play in some football
games. I agree.
You know,
and then they gave him the next year.
Yes.
You know what I mean? When they moved on from Carson, they gave him that next year.
And then even after that year, they weren't sold.
That was the Russell Wilson, Deshaun Watson offseason. I think some of us certainly got behind.
Yeah. Yeah. Some of us.
215-592-9494. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Chickies and Pete's gift cards, the gift that always fits, always gets used. You can find a retailer near you at chickiesandpete's.com. Coming up next,
defense played great last night.
They did play great.
58 made another play.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Listen, between him, Coop, Jordan Davis.
Yeah.
Quinyon he's just over. He's a damn. That is Guantanamo Bay over there.
Yeah.
You don't even throw the ball over to his side. Even Adoree Jackson played well last night.
Marcus Epps came out of nowhere all of a sudden.
It didn't feel like when Crash is back there, you don't know what the hell is going to happen.
You're like, you didn't even hear about Marcus Epps, which is much better.
Positive. Yeah.
Just do your job.
Yeah.
Just do your job.
So coming up next, we'll get to your calls also. Jackie Football, we will hear Jack's take from last night. We owe it to him.
Look forward to it.
Thank you.
This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. You know what being a professional is about? I'll tell you, as a professional. It's about superior performance. That's why I believe in Bradford White. That's why I believe in their water heaters. They'll deliver you superior performance. What is superior performance about with a water heater? What is professional grade about with a water heater? Well, it's reliable hot water in your home or your business anytime you want it. It's lasting an awful long time, because when you replace something in your home or your business, something like a water heater, you don't want to have to do it for a while. And that's what Bradford White gives you. Reliable hot water whenever you need it. It's going to last longer than any other water heater you're going to buy. It gives you the performance you expect and you deserve. Built to be the best. That is Bradford White. So when your water heater is not reliable anymore, right? I'm not telling you to go willy-nilly replace it, but when it's time, I need you to remember the two words, Bradford White. Ask your plumbing professional about Bradford White, or go to bradfordwhite.com and find a pro near you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.